Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We're going to talk to a person here who apparently is purposely making their kid the nerd of the neighborhood.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Mean, horrible, cruel.
What?
Rosie?
Yay!
Yay!
What are you doing? Why are you parenting wrong?
What am I doing? Oh, God. Well, I'm not sure. You tell me. But so here's the situation.
Okay.
I work from home, and I have a 10-year-old son who's home for the summer. Okay. Lots of kids in the neighborhood. I mean, awesome neighborhood. And they've all been getting together, like, almost every day at this one house. It's, like, the only house in the neighborhood that has a pool. Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know. It's that house, right? Well, so I've let him go play with the kids, you know, a couple times, whatever. And I don't know. I'm just a little uncomfortable with how inattentive these parents are at this house.
Oh.
They work from home as well. All right. Let me get this straight. And they stay mostly inside and stuff. But they just sort of don't pay attention to the kids. They let them run wild outside. And I don't know. Like, I've seen them do dumb things. Like, the kids are jumping off pool decks. They're, I don't know. They're doing, like, crazy stuff. And the parents aren't watching. They're just not saying anything. They're not doing anything. And I don't know. I had to let my son say, I can't let him go. All right. I stopped letting him go over there. And he's really upset about it, of course. And he's, like, the only kid in the neighborhood who's not there.
Oh.
So now the kids are making fun of him, saying he's wimpy.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just don't want him to be an outcast. And I just want
to... But you don't want him to get hurt either.
Right.
Right. I don't know if I'm being overprotective or what's the right thing to do. Like, what should I do?
Well, so far this summer, how many kids have died at that house?
Well, okay.
Oh, is it none? I'm sorry. It's a technical question, but I wanted to
that's
there.
Not a fair argument.
That's a totally fair argument. What are you talking about?
Because accident can happen at any time.
Right.
It doesn't.
Right.
How many insurance copays have been going on over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I mean, has anybody been hurt so far?
Yeah.
I mean, probably yes.
Scrapes, bruises.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, things like that.
Normal
so,
garden variety.
Both yeah. That I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I just, you know, like, all it takes is one day where they slip off and hit the concrete instead, and I'm paranoid.
What would you want? Do you want one of them to get the big tall chair and sit out there as a lifeguard? Or
yeah. Why? I mean, they have lifeguards at pools on a regular basis. If you have a pool and you're hosting other kids,
I think you need to march your happy butt down there and be the lifeguard. They're already supplying the pool.
Well,
I'm sorry. Am I crazy?
No, I think that's a great idea. Like,
that's what they're responsible for.
I paid for the hole in the ground. You figure out who's going to watch it.
I paid the insurance
right.
On these damn pools.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think that's one solution. But I also think I've come a long way on this because I am a helicopter parent, or I was. And our friends, Chad, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And their kids... in some respects are just way more adjusted because you can just throw them out in the wild and they don't die. You know what I mean? And our kids just keep turning around looking like, can I do this? Is this okay? And it's like, oh my God, we've created wimps.
Yeah. Well, or no.
Steve, when you and I were kids, was there ever a parent within eyesight from sun up to sundown?
None whatsoever.
Not at all. Unless you wanted food.
No seatbelts.
Yeah.
No supervision of anything.
I'm not saying that's good.
But it wasn't bad.
Well, I mean, we seem to be okay for the. I mean,
well, judgment call on that one.
But okay, I understand what you're saying, and I think you're valid, but also. Like pools scare me because, like she said, one hit of the head, you're in the pool, you drown. Like that kid, you know what I mean? Like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pools are a little scary.
But it's not like I think what happens in pools that you remember your repressed memory of why pools scare you is a 3-year-old wanders away from their parents, hits their head, falls in the pool, and drowns. This is 25 kids running around. Somebody falls in the pool. Somebody's going to see it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Like,
and
it's not a lone drowning.
They're kids.
Yeah.
Like yeah, you're right. You're right.
At a certain point, you got to start trusting your kids, right?
Or your parenting.
That's where it gets ugly, but that is the true question.
And Rosie, you sound like an awesome parent, and just bring this up to us. But you don't trust the other 25 maniacs that are running around the pool, too. I think that's.
Yeah, you know, it's just a little different. It's not like they're all going out on bike rides and playing in the lawn or something like that. It's a pool. I mean, it's just that much more dangerous that I don't know.
Was your kid the nerd before?
All the time, you know?
Or was your kid the nerd now? Was he considered the nerd getting picked on before?
No. But they're all starting to sort of kind of
turn on
away from them and you know, make comments like, oh, your mom.
Well, I mean, a slip and slide, a trampoline, like all this stuff is, it's all dangerous. Scooters, electric scooters, like it's all dangerous.
Every single thing we did is
those hoverboards.
Skateboard, all those.
I mean, there's risk with everything. You can't watch your kid all the time.
Maybe send him up there with a helmet and pool floaties on his arms.
That'll help with the nerve.
Right. You know what, Rosie? I think we all agree you're a great parent. We're going to talk to other parents, so hang on right there.
This one's tough.
You're not wrong. Just know this, but you might have to let go of some of your grip. Of control and the fear of damage. But just hang on. Don't move.
But then I'm thinking about brain. Then all of a sudden, her kid comes home brain damage because of something.
Because we just suggested it, so we're not the ones saying it. We're not suggesting that she does. But like, at what point do you just trust your kids to be kids?
Yeah.
If something bad happened to Rosie's kid, I would have a hard time forgiving myself for being a part of this conversation. But at the same time, what if something bad happens to him in his house because he's not at the pool?
Right.
You know, the house burns down. He wouldn't have been there because he was at the, like, bad crap happens just randomly, right?
And he's 10. Is that mad? Is that too?
I mean, my daughter is 10 and super mature for 10.
Okay.
Like, I would trust her 100%.
Yeah.
But she would be the one, mothering everybody. Say, get off that. You can't jump off of that.
Right.
But other 10-year-old boys?
Oof, yeah, they're wild.
Yeah, they're cannonball off roofs and stuff.
And trying to up the game.
There it is.
And because they all have access to YouTube where they watch epic fails and stuff.
Yes.
Like, the mom's there monitoring that moment. She can't be there all the time, like we said. He's going to do some skateboard thing or whatever next time. She's not around.
You got to let him fly a little.
Real quick, and does it matter? If I'm hosting a party at my pool, I kind of a little response.
There is. I would assume if there are any attorneys listening, you should probably be out there.
Yeah, or something.
You are the liable person.
Okay.
If the drowning happens, your ass is getting sued. But at the same time, you're like, look, I'm providing a service for the neighborhood. You're welcome. I'm letting your little rugrats get out of the house when the HOA pools are not at capacity.
Yeah.
Like
this is tough.
All right, so should Rosie keep her kid a nerd and away from the pool parties or let him spread his wings? Tom?
Yay.
What do you think?
So, totally, I'm a helicopter parent and I'm a nurse, but I think she needs to let the reins go.
Really?
As a helicopter parent, you would be comfortable with letting your kid go into it? Like, there's no... I know this sounds overstated, but it's not. A pool is a dangerous situation.
I totally get it.
But you'd let your kid go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you don't want him to be a nerd or made fun of or beat up on the schoolyard or anything?
No, I've seen it firsthand. My 18-year-old son from my first marriage was totally under control, and he doesn't know the world. But now my 10-year-old daughter is not. And she's totally okay to do everything on her own.
Wow. Because you over-helicoptered the first one.
Correct.
Right.
At least you're you realize that and you wanted to change it.
But
you
don't get a mulligan with that kid. Now the kid is just sort of
self-realization on my current wife tells me, but yeah.
We got to get rid of that first kid.
No, you don't. No, I mean, he'll figure it out eventually, but I feel like this is a sort of a lesson for me. This whole thing, I got to go like, Noah can have, he's got Instagram. I'm not giving him Snapchat, but it's like you do eventually have to let him
loosen up a little and right.
Let him be 14-year-olds or whatever they are. Thank you for the call, man. Brenda?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Hi. This is what I think. I'm a parent. My kids are 25. I trusted them. But as a mom, you have to trust your gut. My husband was 17, was with friends at a lake, diving off a dock, dove 100 times off that dock that day. The dock was wet, slipped on his last dive in, hit the bottom, was in a wheelchair the rest of his life.
No.
So kids do stupid things. And would that be prevented if somebody was sitting there? Not necessarily. But if that mom thinks or just has that gut feeling like this does not feel right, she's got to go with that and keep her kid home.
Were you married to your husband at 17 when this happened?
No. I married him after.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I just, that changes. Like, we were all ready to let our kids fly until you called. And now it's like.
Nope.
Do you think his mom wished she hadn't let him go to the lake that day?
I mean, you know, probably he's the same generation, maybe a little older than you guys. And, you know, that's how we lived back then. You just ran and did your own thing until it was dark and then you came home, you know. So, you know, she was doing the best she could at the time as a single mom. And, you know, that's what you do. I'm sure she wished.
I was literally ready to let my kids fly, and then Brenda calls, and the hammer's coming back down. Like, I don't want my kid to get.
But that could happen at any moment. It could happen if you were there.
Well, Slacker, the next phone call.
Absolutely, it can.
Take one that's on the side.
Yeah, take it on. Noah's like, oh, it's me. let the kid go. Thank you, Brenda. Do not call Noah. Jennifer. Jennifer?
Yikes.
What do you think?
Well, I think she needs to let him go. It's in the neighborhood, you know, and if you don't let him spread his wings a little bit, he's going to hide everything later. When we were younger, there were not cameras. There were not, you know, GPSs. Nobody knew where we were or what we were doing.
True.
And most of us turned out just fine.
Wow.
We literally, I know exactly where my kids are on a map right now.
All the time.
I do too. I still do to an extent. But my 19-year-old was my first child, and I couldn't have swarmed more over him if I tried. And I was told off and on, let him go a little bit, let him go a little bit. By the time the second kid came around, I'm like, go, you can walk on your own.
You're like, I have a second kid?
It's true. And by the third kid, my friends who have 3 and 4, they don't even know their names.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.